Fridays are awesome, and after a week of laryngitis, it feels good to be able to say that like that. Thanks for sticking with me. I'm Carl Azuz for CNN Student News. First up, a U.S. airstrike in Syria. But this attack wasn't aimed at ISIS. It was aimed at Khorasan, another terrorist group operating in the war-torn nation. The attack was on Wednesday night. The target was a vehicle that the U.S. believed was carrying a bomb maker from France, considered a very dangerous operative. He joined up with Khorasan terrorists in Syria. U.S. officials don't know if he was killed. They think he was. But they say they're making progress against ISIS and Khorasan in Syria. The U.S. has targeted Khorasan before. It's made up of former members of the Al-Qaeda terrorist group, and the U.S. believes it's plotting new attacks against Western countries, including America.
Time for the shout-out. Cytology is the study of what? You know what to do. Is it resources, cultures, cells, or blood? You've got 3 seconds. Go. A cytologist studies living cells and may focus on those that cause disease. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
And one way cytologists do that is by looking at blood samples. Those can indicate how organs are functioning, what diseases people may have, from heart disease to prediabetes to cancer. But blood tests can take days or weeks to yield results. And news came out recently that a technology company is experimenting with nanoparticles, trying to fit a test into a pill.
Google X Labs is creating a pill aimed at detecting cancer and other conditions. Here's how it would work. Tiny particles from the pill are programmed to spread throughout the body and latch on to abnormal cells. A wearable device tracks the particles, in theory, to find out if cancer or other diseases are present. Monitoring would be on a daily basis. And information can be downloaded by doctors. This could make many blood and urine samples obsolete. Google has come under fire for privacy and security in the past, but they say they won't be handling individual data. A partner would do that. If this sounds too good to you, don't get too excited. It could take years for the technology to be ready, if ever.
And of course, blood tests alone can't diagnose everything. They may not be able to confirm mental illness, for example, though they may help doctors find something physical that's causing it. To diagnose bipolar disorder, doctors can use a number of tests, a physical exam, blood work, a psychological exam, and then have patients chart their moods.
Bipolar disorder is a mental illness that around 6 million Americans suffer from. Although I'll tell you, it's really hard to know the numbers because sometimes people don't seek help. Bipolar depression, manic depression, these are terms that are all meaning the same thing. The manic part of it, think of that as the highest of highs in your life. You feel great, you may be more reckless though. The depressed part of it is sort of the lowest of the lows. I want to try and simplify this for you because I find this really fascinating. Here are the frontal lobes of the brain, and deep in here is an area of the brain called the amygdala. Think of the frontal lobes of the brain as your judgment area of the brain, but also your brakes. The area of the brain that tells you to slow down, to stop. Think a little bit before you do something. And think of the amygdala as the emotional center in the brain. So someone who is manic typically has no brakes, frontal lobes are not really active, and the amygdala is red hot, meaning it's super active. Things that you think, you immediately do. It may lead to wild bursts of creativity with unlimited energy. That's oftentimes what the manic phase is. Depression, think about it as exactly the opposite. The frontal lobes are now turned all the way up. That means everything is just stopped. Nothing's getting out. The amygdala turned down. It means you have just no emotion. So you're apathetic, you don't want to get out of the house, you simply don't want to do anything. That's what's happening in the brain of someone who has manic depression. The episodes can last hours, they can last days, they can last weeks. People can go through cycles over a time. So within a year, you could have 4 cycles from mania to depression and so forth. Typically, people really start to develop symptoms in their late teens and early 20s. About half of people are diagnosed before the age of 25. Many people can get good treatment for bipolar depression, but I think it's fair to say that it's not easy. First of all, it can be challenging to get the diagnosis. Second of all, it can be challenging to trial medications, see if they're working. But the key is ultimately finding a medication that's more of a mood stabilizer. You don't want to give someone an antidepressant who could possibly go into a manic phase. That could just worsen the mania. It's more about giving mood stabilizations to cut down on the intensity of the mania and the depression.